This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One strategy at the big UN climate conference in Scotland now, getting countries to promise to get off coal power. Coal's output of climate gases is especially high. Chile, Vietnam, and Poland now bring to more than 40 the countries pledging off of coal. Now, no single strategy gets at a challenge this big. Another is promoting carbon markets, sometimes called cap and trade, which allows firms that curtail carbon to earn money for their innovation by selling some of what they save to other companies who won't or can't cut back as much. At least that's what they advertise. Marketplace's Andy Euler has this refresher.
Cap and trade starts with the cap part.
So a cap and trade program says this is the amount of emissions we're going to tolerate.
Xiling Su is an environmental economist at Florida State University. He says then the government issues permits for that amount of emissions.
There are going to be buyers and sellers for those permits, but that price is going to fluctuate.
In other words, the government cedes control and says,
you in the market decide what that trading price is going to be.
Now, Sue admits that that's a little more complicated than, say, a carbon tax, which sets a fixed price on all pollution.
You know, the biggest concern I have with cap and trade is it requires permits and monitoring and administrative agencies doing things. That sounds a lot harder to do.
But despite those concerns, there are now more than 50 cap and trade programs around the world. The European Union adopted its carbon market back in 2005, China in 2017. Here in the United States, California set up its own cap and trade system. Marlo Lewis is a senior fellow in energy and environmental policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's a think tank that argues climate change isn't that big of a deal. He says California's program just isn't a great idea.
Its purpose really is to drive investment into renewables, not by lowering the cost of renewables or improving their performance, but just by handicapping the competitors.
But California's system has reduced carbon emissions, and cap and trade remains an attractive option for lawmakers trying to do exactly that. Larry Goulder, professor of environmental economics at Stanford, thinks cap and trade would be more likely to get through Washington than a carbon tax.
First of all, it doesn't involve the T word, a tax. And also, there's less uncertainty about the amount of emissions.
He says environmentalists are going to like that, as long as they think the cap that's set on emissions is low enough to make a difference. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.